One of the government's key defenses against terror attacks is inside an ordinary office building in Northern Virginia. As we near the anniversary of the September 11 attacks, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge took a tour of the National Targeting Center. He invited along some reporters, including NPR's Brian Naylor.
The National Targeting Center, or NTC, started out in a single room in a Washington, D.C. federal office building less than 2 months after the 9/11 attacks. It moved to its current state-of-the-art facility in January 2003. Officials asked the media on yesterday's tour not to reveal the site's exact location. We can report it's nestled in an office park near a dentist's office. In essence, the several dozen employees at the NTC staff a clearinghouse of information, a last hurdle for passengers and cargo entering the U.S. Reports of all cargo shipments coming into the country are processed here. Passenger manifests from commercial airline flights are scoured as well. Melissa Zitowski, an analyst for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, now part of the Department of Homeland Security, told Secretary Ridge of one of the center's recent catches.
Recently, we had an interesting incident at a Canadian pre-clearance airport. A traveler that was destined for Los Angeles was found to be the subject of a tip-off record. He was an individual who was a citizen of France who was found to be involved in terrorism support activities.
The individual was denied entry into the U.S. Ridge told reporters the NTC has helped identify some 800 so-called persons of interest for terrorist activity. The targeting center is laid out around a large room. Its walls are covered with big video screens showing maps and TV news channels. Ridge has been there before but visited yesterday as a way of illustrating the strides made by the federal government since September 11th, 3 years ago. One area of increased scrutiny has been the millions of cargo freight containers shipped to the U.S. each year. Officials are eager to tell of their successes, large and small. Ridge discussed the story of the frozen fish that weren't with Customs Commissioner Robert Bonner.
When a manifest said frozen fish and you knew that the particular vessel was not a refrigerated vessel, it was something that needed inquiry. And did you discover weapons?
Automatic weapons, right? Cache of automatic weapons in the container.
Much of the concern over the cargo containers is the possibility they might carry radioactive materials, the makings of a so-called dirty bomb. Renee Stevens works in the Scientific Services Lab at the Targeting Center.
Our main duties here are to monitor WMD equipment 24/7. We provide trend analysis as well for the different ports of entry so that we can track what type of radioactive material are coming through. We also provide technical support and coordination for any sort of emergency events that may happen at our ports of entry.
Ridge says 100% of the cargo containers are, in his words, evaluated before being loaded on U.S.-bound ships, but he acknowledges only 5% of the containers that arrive here go through X-rays. Still, he says facilities such as the National Targeting Center should inspire confidence that the nation is more secure against terrorist attacks, but he cautions there is more work to do to provide added layers of security and protection for the United States. Brian Naylor, NPR News.